sad songs for the here and now. There'll be no more.
Good morning, this is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM and WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. I haven't been here in several weeks, and it's been... Someone just honked outside, and, like, that's exactly what it's been. Just absolute... Not easy times. And I've collected some songs along the way, as I normally do, that I'm here to share today. The Velt, which was just playing, released a new song called Angel Heart. And recently thinking about, not much, but, you know, starting to think about, you know, when hearts are heavy, is it because they are just so full? And maybe that's not a bad thing. Painful, yes. Bad. Yeah. Nothing wise to say today, just vibes, just music. So, without further ado, I'm going to continue playing Angel Heart. Thank you for tuning in today. Happy Halloween. I'm currently dressed as SpongeBob right now. And yeah, here we go.
Oh, Just enough love.
Just want to talk about that song for a moment because it has been playing multiple times a day for several weeks. And I'm taking music theory, as maybe some listeners know. And I really appreciate the angle. It allows me to, like, you know, take in sound differently. And there's just this particular point where I figured out that I used to have perfect pitch. So I was trying to figure out, like, what note is being played. Let me see if I can just play it. One second. That part goes meow. It's a C sharp D flat, if anyone was wondering, I think. But anyways, it just, like, on the note of, like, you know, hearts floating and sinking and whatnot, I feel like that's a moment that kind of shifts. You feel the shift internally, and then the song, it goes into a him saying a bunch of times, before that note, I think he says, with just enough love to go around, and then he's saying, it's like weed, after that, and yeah, love grows in the most obscure and impossible of spaces, but you can't get rid of it, it's like weed, and yeah, I just really love that song. Also at the end, it says, look, this face, it isn't me. And I've been thinking about that a lot too. More or less, like, you know, as a scientist or whatever, I know that matter has, like, you know, we've constructed this idea of boundaries, but there's really no physical separation between anything and anyone around us. You know, even skin barriers are permeable and whatnot. So, is there, you know, there's me, you know, I have a story in life context, but, like, it's also continuous with all of the matter that's ever circulated ever. And I'm always changing. And I don't know that there's just one constant me to refer back to at all times. Because for my entire existence, I have always been changing. So that's been, I really do like this song. Album is, you know, sometimes you just really like one song off the album. But the rest of this album is pretty all right too. Anyways, I think I'll skip the next Radiohead song that's going to be played. But then up next is a Eve's Tumor song that I, heard a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, this is like shifting some internal landscape. So, playing things that, you know, what's the word? Rearrange, but I'm more talking about like a garden. Like, what do you call when you're gardening and you're gardening differently and, like, you know, making a new landscaping. It's like, what, these songs are landscaping my internal garden or whatever. Any hoodles? Time for this Lifetime song. That's hope you enjoy.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
All right, that was a PSA from PETA. They have some demons to fight. But as a vegan, I approve of some things. Okay, so... Every day I just, you know, I wake up. Going to sleep is like pressing pause. No dreams. Just wake up and do the day again and again. But, you know, had this thought earlier, you know, I was just staring out my window, as I do every morning. And instead of thinking of life as like a circle or a cycle, which, you know, it is in some ways, maybe if you zoom into the line that forms the circle, it's formed by, like, you know, a wavelength, or, like, you know, you can get used to the patterns of the wavelength and, like, the dips and troughs and uppies and downies, but I don't know, it's like you're always, by letting life be, like, I don't know, not like a static, predictable cycle, but rather maybe a cycle composed of, like, you know, an ever-undulating line, or wavelength, or whatever. I don't know. There's, like, more excitement there. And, you know, also more room for you to approach life as though it's, again, ever-changing and, like, not necessarily predictable. And it's, like, you don't know how you're gonna feel. You know, your matter changes, and, like, you know, the way that, like, maybe same wavelength that you interact with every day will interact with your matter will also change. It will change. So, gonna play this song that's, it's called Water Baby, Goo Goo Gaga, minus the Goo Goo Gaga, plus the Water Baby, minus the Water Baby. It's just called Water Baby. Pretty good, pretty good. I've been, you know, avoiding at all costs listening to the saddest of sad music. So, anyways, here is Water Baby.
Your heart is served cold. Your sights are set in perfect stone. And when you go alone. And when you stand, you're on your own. I wash the streets from your skin when you come. Guilt, then I'm the shine.
is born life, breath within us.
You made your own.
Okay, that was Water Baby and Swallow Me by Estero. Have been liking the sound of those tunes recently. Just kind of like, mysterious and spaced out, which is, you know, normal. Sorry guys, I don't have much to say today. I said what I needed to say. And, you know, the music's kind of, I think, depicting enough for me. It's funny, the Swallow Me song has like 5 minutes of just silence, but because there can't be dead air, I just skipped most of that part. But, yep, okay. Well, have a song or two left. Yeah, I gotta say, the tummy ache today is profound. But it's kinda every day. Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna play this song called Glasgow. It's pretty good. Kinda helps me transcend my physical being. So I'm gonna play it, and maybe it will make my tummy ache go away. Anyways, thank you to all who have listened so far. Or have listened at all. Sending peace out there. And here's the song.
Thank you.
All right, that was Glasgow. Hope you enjoyed this song. Getting to the end of the hour. This has been Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for the listen. I hope you got to hear something cool and new and exciting today. And I hope that your day is cool and new and exciting. And it's Halloween, so you can always pretend that you are someone who is having a day that is cool, new, and exciting, even if it's the same as all the other ones. But hopefully you are passing out candy or watching a nice movie that, just puts you in a great fall mood if that exists for you. I'll play us out with, like, you know, maybe a smaller song or something. But also encouraging everyone to take care. You are important, and to take care of yourself is, you know, very important as well. And I hope everyone out there with a tummy ache, I hope it goes away. I really do. And you're stronger than it, and you're bigger than it. Anyways, here's a song called, I guess, New Moon, that I have also been listening to. That's pretty good. Thanks so much again.